Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Wait, what's my line? Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. My name is Matthew Dries McMurray. I'm a composer, musician, a sound designer, and the ringleader of Escapa Records, which is an experimental electronic music label. Does future forward out there sounds rooted in traditional classic electronic styles. I do a lot of work on my own, under my own name, Matthew Dries McMurray. I also have a band project called Moshe, which is also under Escapa Records, and collaborate frequently with Paris Taylor and Sayak PhD, who are also on the label. No, it's electronic music across a lot of different varieties, different lanes, different styles. A lot of it is experimental in nature, so it draws in influences from rock, electronic music, old electronic music, new electronic music, as well as like psychedelic, funk, punk, disco, dub. So it's kind of a blender of all these things that I love, and the collaborators, the other guys on the label, are kind of similarly rooted in their respective electronic music genres. I grew up in a music family, like a family of music educators who are like classical musicians and choral singers. So music has always been in my life. I started playing piano at a really young age, and it was just like the culture of our family to grow up playing and performing and sharing music. So it's never not been a part of me. And that's taken sort of different directions since being a little kid, so it's always been very present, and that's just kind of explored different avenues in which to take it over the years. I think it was maybe at some point wanting to make a certain type of music and not necessarily knowing who else would be interested in making that kind of music, so it kind of got me into the avenue of learning machines, programming machines in order to like play music that in my mind is for a band, but not necessarily having the people to play with. So that was probably in my 20s, early 20s. But that was still kind of an extension of like playing piano as a teenager, where we had like a MIDI keyboard as a kid, and I would learn to, I would transcribe different songs and then like reprogram them on like a Clavinova. And it was all kind of funny if I played back the tapes, but it kind of was the roots for like learning music tech. And then to take that kind of funny skill set of like transcribing funny songs, but then putting that towards something new once I kind of started developing my own creative voice and exploring music tech and synthesizers and drum machines. I've played in a ton of bands. And I grew up playing in ensembles. Like I played piano as a kid, and then that turned into low brass through junior high and high school. So came up playing in like symphonies, orchestras, jazz bands. So there's been a lot of ensemble playing. So that's always been kind of a part of it, which is, as I started playing music alone, it was like kind of out of necessity, but it's still rooted in that idea of like, I'm still playing with, interfacing with other musicians. But that's kind of led to playing in all kinds of other bands, mostly as a keyboardist, but kind of that's all taken different shape over time. But so there's kind of both sides of it. Trying to buckle down and work in a studio has kind of been a newer thing that I've been focusing on lately, because I think I enjoy so much the moment in the music and being able to, yeah, the live experience feels like where I enjoy and feel the best. But after now focusing on some more studio-centered projects, really enjoy the process of like perfecting and refining a thing to get it to exactly where I want, which is not always what you get in the moment when you're live. So from making a lot of different kind of music over time, there's just been like the accumulation of recordings that I think like anybody who records gets, of like a hard drive full of sounds and then another hard drive full of sounds. So after enough of this, I think it was kind of a pandemic pivot that was kind of taking stock of everything that existed, realizing that I think a lot of it was worth releasing, and that it was important not to just make the work, but that it's almost like a requirement that I now had to share it. And so, and in the hopes for the music to live its best life, I decided that rather than shopping it around or like finding where it could go or who would be interested, that I think that I could represent it probably the best, and that if anyone cared about it the most, it should be me. So the label became kind of at first a way for me to like own that music and think of like how to present it and share that work and like help it live its best life. And that as I did that, the collaborators could come on board, and then like-minded friends, other people who are working in similar veins could also kind of be a part of that channel. Yeah, and I'm really excited about everything on Escapa Records. I'm really proud of the work that I've done, but even more proud of the work of like Paris Taylor's on the label, Sayak PhD is on the label, and they're both top of the game. And so I'm excited about their work, and it's fun to get, for them to be a part of it and have a space to share that work. So everything on Escapa, I'm feeling really a lot of energy towards, really excited to share it. And it's fun to have that connected to the local community. So what's happening with Scapa feels very connected to all of the other things that friends are doing. So whether that's through Sunday Drip or through the International or New City Movement, at the last International show, we had Ghetto Dracula on, who does obviously great events citywide. So it's fun to have it be a hopefully a piece that's a part of the conversation on the community scene, and it's fun to connect all of that and kind of share each other's work that way. I mean, right now it's fun playing Knights at the International, which is like kind of the representation of what everyone's doing on the label. And it's such a great venue to do kind of take risks and do whatever you want, but it's fun to have it in a night that feels well received. So presently that is a thing that's fun and we get a lot of energy out of. There's been a few other projects, like work with a composer has kind of opened up some fun doors for cool projects that have been received well. So it's kind of finding these different places where take a risk, make something, do a creative thing and have it hopefully live its best life. But that, so like things at the International have opened those doors. And even other things on the local scene, like connecting with DJ circles, playing records out with friends in public is kind of the best moments right now. Well, if it's just me on my own for my own work, it is a lot of, like, the best ideas come when I'm just in my studio playing. So just record everything that I'm kind of jamming on, then revisit it and rebuild it. If it's a collaborative project, that takes a little bit different form. If it's something that's been, like, written to media, like music for a video or something, that looks a lot of different ways, but I find that usually the best ideas come from being told about something and then making music based on what I've been told before it ever like gets written to picture. But that's just kind of the way it goes with collaboration, is like building things slowly, but usually it's the age old thing of the first thought's usually the best thought. So it's fun to do kind of these first passes on like a composer project without all of the information, because you can always get that and recreate later, but there's something to like the first creative impulse. The live sets are on very loose tracks, but a lot of it is improvised. The general structure is kind of plotted out, and I know that there are a lot of places that I can return to or points that I can advance towards, but a lot of it is reading and responding to the room, trying things out, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't, and kind of fine-tuning those sounds over time. But there's no presets, there's no laptops, there's no backing tracks. It's kind of live chaos. And part of the show is seeing what's going to happen this time around. If it's like in a Scapa night at the International, we'll say it's a lot of dance music. So it's kind of techno house, mutant disco dance music, so a lot of drums, a lot of bass, hardware. It's all hardware synths, so it's all hardware driven, which means real keyboards, drum machines, and it's all being kind of made on the spot. If I'm doing a show that is not dance music, it's still hardware based. There's no computers, there's no laptops, there's no backing tracks, but on that side it is also going to be, you know, live electronics, but more on the ambient side of things. But I still feel kind of the, like, I want that to still be like a visceral experience. And so even if it's slow or it's space or atmospheric, it's still going to be a lot of lows, a lot of highs. And maybe slow, but it's not passive, is my hope. So at least regardless of whether it's a higher energy dance night or something slow and zone out, it's still something you're gonna like feeling your body. Most recent record release is 5 Seconds Into the Future by Moshe, which is a project that I spearhead. But that's probably the thing that I have worked on the longest and the hardest, and is like a new release. And so I think that I'm still kind of riding that high, and I'm like eager to share it because it's been so long in the making. And that feels a little bit different than other things which have been maybe quicker turnaround, or they're shorter works or more improvised. But the 5 Seconds Into the Future feels like very constructed. I mean, it was a natural evolution over a long period of time, but it's fun to see all that kind of come in, be realized in a way that's like, now is actually shareable. My favorite part of the record, the first two tracks essentially play as one, kind of part one, part two. And so I like the journey that goes on, because it works through all kinds of different styles, kind of different sounds, has some central themes that tie it all together. And so that arc, I think, is my favorite part of it. It then goes kind of in different directions, and there's, you know, the other stuff that comes after that. But probably the first two tracks, which is about 10 minutes, I feel like plays out like has an arc. It didn't get made with a stopwatch, so it's kind of hard to say like when I started and when I ended, because it was like a thing that got developed over time. But I think it probably started taking shape at some point in 2020, and then was probably mostly done by 2023, 2024. But there were just a lot of finishing touches and things that I wanted to kind of push a little bit more. So I would kind of give myself an additional 6 months, not to procrastinate it, but just to kind of take the work and listen to it and kind of put it up on the wall and look at it, so to speak, and decide like, would this be better with more time? And there's sort of a few rounds of that kind of dialed in the last finishing touches. I think to work on anything is exhausting. To work on anything for a long time is even more exhausting. But I think that at some point it tells you when it's done. And so I felt like it wanted more time and was in a position to allow for that. Part of the process was sharing it with a lot of people to make, the whole point of this project is to bring in as many people as possible, rather than making it a thing where I'd been working alone for years and years. Even though there was a lot of that, the goal was to bring on as many people as possible. So whether that was production or recording, but also just like feedback and making it like an open point of conversation with opinions that I respect. So I tried to be as open door as possible with it. I think the record takes some creative swings in ways that I think are fun and different. And so anytime you make something that feels fun and different, the reactions are always fun and different. So it's not that it's been like a mixed bag, but it it's not top 40. It's not trying to be top 40. And so it's kind of fun to get the feedback because you take a creative swing at something and you know it's going to be received all kinds of ways. And it's fun to see what those reactions are. But I feel like it's a honest record and I had a lot of fun making it. So I really like where it is and I'm happy with however it's received, knowing that it was freewheeling and kind of crazy from the start. You're about to hear the tracks 5 Seconds and Into the Future from 5 Seconds Into the Future by Moshe. can hear, see, and learn more through ascapa.records.com or on Instagram, ascapa.records.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.